This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2119, Three Thinking Habits That Lead to Success with Joan Posivi. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American host, Lindsay McMahon, and today's featured guest coming to you from Denver, Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app. In today's episode, my guest, Joan Posivi from Side Hustle Hero, gives us three thinking habits that make the difference between dreaming of success and actually achieving it in 2024. Listen in today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, Joan. Welcome to All Ears English. How are you today?
Excellent. Thank you so much for having me, Lindsay.
I'm glad to have you here. So I'd like to take a minute to introduce you to our listeners. So guys, today I have Joan Posivi on the show. She was a homeowner by age 19 and a bank manager by 22. That's pretty impressive. Joan is the author of the best-selling book, The Way Success Works, How to Decide, Believe, and Begin to Live Your Best Life. And she's also the host and the producer of the Side Hustle Hero podcast. Welcome again, Joan. It's quite a resume you've got there. I mean, a bank manager by 22. How did that go?
Well, I was very fortunate, Lindsay, in that when I was about 18 years old, I met someone who shared with me a series of ideas that really went on to become my life's work. But I was exposed to it at an early age, and that got me goal setting. Earlier
on the right track.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it. Well, that's why I'm excited to get a glimpse into your mind here. And what caught my eye about your profile is this idea, really the title of your book, The Way Success Works. Because I know that in your content area, you have a podcast, right? As we just mentioned, and you talk about side hustles. Is that right? How to build a side hustle? What is a side hustle first? I'll just ask you that. We'll get that out of the way.
Sure. A side hustle would be something that someone starts as an additional source of income outside of their or addition to their regular 9-to-5. And sometimes the side hustle, they do so well at it that they scale it and are able to quit their full-time job, or they just keep it as a side hustle because that's what they want to do.
I love it. I love it. So that is a fantastic area. And at the end of the episode today, I'll ask our listeners where they can find your podcast if they're specifically interested in building their own side hustle. But I want to zoom out today and talk about success, right? Because our listeners are looking to improve their English or do better in global business around the world. I'd love to know if you can give us three very specific thinking habits that lead to success. And maybe you have some stories along the way, things that you have discovered. It comes down to our thoughts, doesn't it, Joan?
Oh, it sure does. I mean, that is an understatement, but yes, you nailed it. And okay, so the three that I will share with you, the good news is it's global. It doesn't matter what part of the world you're in, this applies to you.
Yes, that is so true. Yeah. And that's why I was so excited because, and also just the desire to succeed also is so cross-cultural and global, isn't
it? Absolutely. Absolutely. Without a doubt. And my guests on the Side Hustle Hero from around the globe. And so the three that I want to share with you are actually wrapped up in the subtitle of the book, The Way Success Works, How to Decide, Believe, and Begin to Live Your Best Life.
Okay, perfect. So let's break it down. Let's get started here with the first one. So I guess that would be the thinking habit of deciding. Is that right?
Yes. So yes, I look forward to unpacking this a bit. So number one is decide.
Okay.
Most people don't decide. They may think about things that they want to have, do, or be. They might even have a wish list. They talk about these things, but that's very different, Lindsay, than actually deciding.
Interesting. Okay.
And the key here. And what we decide on, it should be something that excites us, that's beyond what we've done before.
Okay.
And the key here, and this is a common error a lot of people make, is do not let your present circumstances dictate what that goal, what that one thing is going to be for you.
Ooh. Okay.
Because, and here's the key, it's our thoughts and feelings that drive our behavior, our actions, what we do, what we don't do, the opportunities that we seize, the ones that we let pass us by, and you know, the opportunities we don't even see. So those behaviors are propelling us into action or non-action, as the case may be, creating a result. And so if we're continually looking at our present results, that's going to generate the same actions and the same results kind of year in and year out. So while we want to acknowledge present results, let's not let that control our thinking, but instead, what's that one thing? And if I could give you an analogy of kind of the power of it, the reason.
Yeah, let's hear an analogy. We love analogies. Let's do it.
If we were to take, say, an orange seed and plant it in the ground, and in the ground that was conducive to its environment, healthy environment, and cared for it, nurtured it, over time, we could expect to see a beautiful orange tree emerge. Would you agree with that?
I would agree.
Sure. Yep. But from that orange seed, we would not expect to see a cherry tree or a maple tree or a palm tree, only an orange tree, right?
Yes.
Here's a fun fact, though. If we were to take that orange seed and dissect it and look at it using the latest and greatest technology or the most powerful microscope, we would never, ever find a little orange tree in there because it doesn't exist in there. You could say the orange tree is in the universe.
Yes.
But what that seed does contain is a pattern plan or a like a nucleus that dictates what it will grow into.
Yes.
That orange seed is part of nature. You and I are part of nature and operate under the exact same laws, universal laws. When we go beyond the just thinking about it or talking about that goal, that dream, and actually make a commitment to make it happen, that's like choosing the seed.
Okay.
And then we need to plant it and care for it and nurture it. How you do that, Lindsay, is you allow yourself to become in a relaxed state and really see yourself in your mind's eye already in possession of that goal. As you're doing that, it's planting the seed and you're caring for it and nurturing it. But here's the key, because we take a look at our present results and say, you know what? That's not happening.
Right.
And then we change the picture to what's happening out there or the negativity from others. And it's like uprooting that seed. And now you've replaced it with something you say you don't want.
Okay. Okay. I love it. So, all right. So let's go back to just the kind of the core piece of decide, Joan. So what is it that most people do? Right. I love what you're saying here, which is we need to imagine ourselves in that place where we have actually already succeeded. What do most people do or not do when it comes to the decide step? And we'll go through each step one at a time. What do they not do? What do they miss? How do they miss this?
They may get, if they even allow themselves to the point of really imagining them having, doing, being what it is that they truly want, that makes their heart sing, it's short-lived, because then they go back into day-to-day life and they're thinking, oh, what was I thinking? I've got these bills to pay and I've got these commitments and I can't do that. And then we're back to where we started from. But again, go back to what I was saying before, and I'll toss in a what I call a Joanism, a quote. Our external results are merely a reflection of our internal reality.
That is so profound. And so if our listeners stop to think about it, they're going to see that that's true, right? Yes.
It is. And it's our thinking in the past that every decision we've made, every action has brought us to this place right now. You and I talking, people listening, to this space and time. If we want to change our results permanently and dramatically, we got to change the way we think.
Okay. Stop hesitating, stop forgetting words, and start speaking naturally. If these are your goals for 2024, then get ready for our B2 English Fluency course coming very soon. It will help you complete all of these goals in a clear study plan. The course will be available soon, but you can take action today by completing our fluency quiz to get your fluency level. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. See you there. So tell me what this means logistically when it comes to decide. Like, I have a dream that, you know, I want to be able to, let's say, run the London Marathon. Okay. What does this mean? What does it mean logistically in terms of, am I setting a date? Am I signing up? Am I creating a vision board? Am I telling people? What does it literally mean to decide? When have we crossed into the mark and we've said, we've taken that step? We've done that thing.
When you have made a commitment that this is going to happen, and you follow it through with action. And you gave some excellent examples there, Lindsay. You sign up for the marathon. You get the training going. You book your flight, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Do you have any tips for when it's, and now after this, I want to move on to the next step here to keep us moving. But when it's a little bit more amorphous, like it's a little more less specific, a little harder to measure, right? You either sign up or you don't, or you eventually get to the marathon or you don't. What if it's something like improving your business, let's say?
Yes.
How could we do the deciding there?
Certainly. If that happens to be the intent is to improve the business, you'll want to articulate, what does that improvement look like?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because if a person says, well, I want more money, and they're walking down the street and they find $5, £5, whatever their currency is, they're richer. But that may not have been exactly what they were looking for. So get clear on what that looks like for you. Somebody wants to be healthier. Well, what would that look like? What result would that be? So that a third party looking in can say if it was achieved or not.
Right. So for our listeners, guys, if you're taking the IELTS exam, there's a certain score you're going to say that you're going to achieve. That is the decision step. So what would be the next step or the next thinking habit, Joan, that we need to have to achieve success? What do you think?
Number two is believe, to develop a strong belief in yourself. Because you, Lindsay, and everyone listening has more talent and potential and possibility than I bet you give yourself credit for.
Sure.
And while our potential is infinite, that's not how most of us were raised. And consequently, we're running around harboring a lot of doubt and fear about what we can accomplish.
So what matters here when it comes to believe? Is it about who's around us? What is the step that pushes us into truly believing?
That is the action. Yeah, that is certain. Well, two things. That is certainly a key. And I'm glad you mentioned that. The people that you find yourself surrounded by are more important to you and where you're going than was built into your genes at birth. So get in the right environment.
Good to not be able to choose
your family, but you can certainly, a mentor of mine used to say, as far as the negative family members, he says, here's a solution. Yeah. Just don't go as often and don't stay as long.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just don't surround yourself with those people quite as much, right?
Yes. And the biggest piece of that is developing an understanding of your true potential. And if I can toss in one more analogy, this is actually a little story.
Okay.
Yeah.
We love stories.
Okay. So back in my 20s, I was living in Toronto, Canada, and I'd heard about the Golden Buddha. It's a statue in Bangkok, Thailand.
Yes. And I've seen it.
You have in person?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yes. I was so fascinated by it. It's like, I've got to see this.
Yes.
But, you know, being 20 something in Toronto, I didn't know how I was going to get there. But when you write down your goals, you don't have to know. In fact, if it's a big enough goal, you're not going to know how. That's a different podcast interview. Okay. So, but anyway, time goes on and I ended up being invited to co-present a series of seminars for Malaysian Airlines in Kuala Lumpur. And there's people there from all around the world, including Thailand.
Yes.
And this woman in the audience invites me. She's from Thailand. She invited me to stop by her place on my way back to Canada, which I did. So fast forward, I'm standing in front of the statue. It is, and for those of you who haven't seen it, it is about 3 meters tall, about 10 feet. It weighs 5 tons. It's,
wow, yes.
It's about valued at about $250 million because it's pure gold and it's thought to be about 8 centuries old.
But amazing.
But here's the backstory. Long, long time ago, under the threat of invasion by Burmese soldiers, the keepers of the statue were concerned for its safety. Well, they couldn't mm-hmm. easily pick it up and move it somewhere. So they came right. up with what was really a brilliant solution. They decided to hide it in plain sight.
Huh.
And the way they did that is they covered it in layers of plaster and yep. then painted it and inlaid bits of colored glass so that it looked decorative, but not necessarily worth much. Well, the yeah. disguise worked, but it worked so well that over the years, over the generations, over the centuries, in fact, the mystery of what lay underneath, the beauty, the value was lost until, get this, 1957, when the okay. statue was being moved from one location to the other, these straps were put around it. And when the crane went to lift it and move it, one of the straps broke.
Okay.
The statue falls to the ground, cracks the corner of the plaster, revealing this gold.
Amazing. Amazing.
And now that I'm standing there now in person, having the privilege of seeing it, I'm thinking, how could something so commanding, so stunning, had remained hidden for so long. I think you know where I'm going with this. That mm-hmm. same sense of awe can and should be felt for what lies at the core of you and me. Because you yes. and I, like that storied Buddha, were born golden with all sorts of talent and potential and possibility just yep. waiting to express itself. But then
yes.
from a very early age, we're hit with the negative conditioning and self-doubt. And you can't do this.
Right.
And you can't do that. And who do you think you are? And don't talk it, all that.
It's and true.
You know, for a
yes.
lot of people, those layers are never chipped away or peeled back, but rather they're
right.
added onto year after year.
Right. So we have to find the gold underneath. And this is the believe piece, right? It's almost like we have to go back and think like a child again. Like the way we thought before we lost,
yes.
before we were told, oh, that's not going to work. And other people's limitations were imposed on us. We have to kind of go back there to find a way to think in that way. That is the believe piece. I
yes.
love it.
Yes, because that not knowing is simply what we call ignorance. That's a definition of it. It's just not knowing. Well, the polar opposite yeah. is understanding. Understanding yes. what you're capable of. And that requires study. And even if it's just like 5 minutes a day, there's incredible resources free all over the internet. You know, turn off what you're listening now or the scrolling or whatever and replace that yeah. with, like I said, even 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day to something that
yes.
really connects you back with, like I said, your potential.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, so we have a few minutes left here,
okay.
Joan. And what would be your third thinking habit? So we've got decide, we've got believe, and what would be the third thing that we need to do to get to success with anything we want to do, language learning, exam preparation, or just achieving our dreams?
Right. Drum roll, please. No. You'd mentioned the podcast, Side Hustle Hero, and I started that about a year and a half ago. And it's really uh-huh. interesting because the guests I have on, they are so varied in their side hustles and their backgrounds. Like we're talking a beekeeper, a trademark attorney, a comedian, a best-selling cookbook author, and of course, all mm-hmm. the online businesses.
Yes.
But I start to like listen to their message and there's a commonality that is weaved mm-hmm. through. And one of the questions I ask everyone at the end is, what's your best tip for someone to start or grow their side hustle? And mm-hmm. it's pretty common that I hear them say, just start.
Just
you've done the yeah. research. You've talked about it. You've been thinking
yes.
about it. Do it. And so again, I'll just use that example of the marathon. You may not know, or the one about improving your business. You're not going to know all the steps that are going to lead you there. But mm-hmm. if you go back to when we were talking about planting that orange seed and see yourself in your mind's eye already accomplished it, you're going to have an inkling, an idea of what at least the one or two first steps are.
Yes.
Do those. And when you
I love
get,
it.
When you get there, you'll see the next step. Or as I like to say, go as far as you can see. And when you get
right.
there, you'll see how to go further.
Yeah, I love it. We don't have to know every step. That is so true. I think that's where people kind of get stuck, right? They think they have to know everything that's going to be ahead and every step, make a whole plan, whether it's a business plan or an exam prep plan. No, we need to just start, take the first step, and then the steps will appear as we get there. I love it, Joan. So good. So coming back to your three ways of believing there, decide, believe, and begin. And these are the secrets, right? After you've interviewed so many successful side hustlers, this is what you found.
Yes.
So good. Yeah. So John, where can we find you online if we want to learn more about side hustles or just success in general?
Pretty much the hub of everything that I do is at sidehustlehero.com.
I love it. And so over there, you interview people who have started their own businesses on the side. Very inspiring. I love it. All right. Very good. Well, thank you for coming on the show and hanging out with us today and letting us know about, you know, how success works, how to get there. So good.
Thank you so much for having me, Lindsay. That was so much fun.
All right. Thanks, Joan. Have a nice day.
And
talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.